Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, as I said before, this Sunday is designated Reign of Christ, or Christ the King, sometimes we call it. It was originally proposed as a Sunday to recognize that though the nations squabble over which of them was supreme, or even waged war to determine the power and might of one people over another, above all, Christ reigns and rules the world with truth and grace. Even in our own lives, it seems that we turn everything into a competition, it seems, over who has the better experience or the more possessions or even the best memories. Our world is set up to be one transaction after another, each day designated so that we can better ourselves and climb some ladder of success. But God calls us to set aside those transactions and competitions and especially wars for the sake of living not just for ourselves, but for one another. The intimidating parable of the sheep and the goats, at its core, is a call for doing justice, even when we aren't paying attention. As we come to the end of the year, we look forward to God's grace in the weeks to come and the months. It's appropriate, perhaps, to look back on where we have been this past year, to recognize how and where we have been blessed, and give thanks for the way that God has used us to share blessings with others. And so let us take a look at this past year, starting with the month of December 2022. Advent began anew for us again. It had been a cold fall season. Temperatures were headed that December down into the minus 30 range, if you remember those days. And we began a year of reading the scriptures on Sunday mornings from Matthew. Many of us having finished a Bible study on Matthew in various groups with some of our friends. And we prepared once again for the coming of God in Christ, for that seminal moment of our year when we remember just how fragile and just how lovely God's gift really is. Well, our dedication to Bible study found many of us dwelling in the Word early in this year. Remember those months? We designated a different text for each of the months to come, but we stayed with that text for a whole month, hearing God's word and responding to how God was moving and acting in us. We stayed with that whole text all that month, and then we moved to another, and that pattern continued on through the month of May. One of our values here at Bethlehem is being devoted to growing in faith. And that was just one way that we were able to accomplish that this year. February, it seemed, was a month full of food. We shared Shrove Sunday pancakes. We had to kind of change it up a little bit so that we could be here on Sunday to share those pancakes. And that was hosted by and benefited our high school youth. And we celebrated, once again, all of the gifts that God gives us as we prepared to move into the season of Lent. But that was just the first of several meals that we prepared for ourselves and for our neighbors as we dedicated ourselves to preparing meals for our houseless friends or our friends who perhaps are on the edges of society as we usually know it, both at the warming center, which feeds and houses up to and over 50 individuals every night. And of course, the opportunity to participate in the Feeding the Flathead program. On Monday evenings here in this place, people come to receive that food. We serve and cook and serve that food once or twice a month, but we open our doors. Again, because our values include sharing our faith and being open to community partnership. Well, like I said, that pancake lunch, as it were, ushered us into the days and weeks of Lent. We gathered each week for soup supper and evening prayer, an opportunity for us to stop midweek and consider once again how God was changing us and moving us in our lives. But also in the month of March, we ushered in a couple of new programs, a couple of new opportunities to hear from community partners and from each other through Compassion 101 and I'm a Lutheran, Here's My Story, just how God is working through our lives and making a difference, not just for ourselves, but for others as we put our faith into action. April is the month of Easter most of the time, and Holy Week and Easter came upon us this past year. Again, an opportunity to worship and to celebrate the amazing gift of God, the story that holds us together, the story that with all the saints and all the eternal love of God, we are God's people. Alleluias abound, and we are able to share in that gift. We also met a woman that has become special to us here at Bethlehem. Susan Moore was introduced to me anyway in April, and later on to you as a congregation, to become what we're calling a faith community nurse, an opportunity for us to partner with our local healthcare partners and provide for not just ourselves, but for others in our community as we reach out to help and to minister to the needs of folks in terms of health. May was a month in which we had one of our congregational meetings. We elected council members and heard good news about financial situations here at Bethlehem, but also we found ourselves becoming devoted to two endeavors. First, a property development team that would get ready to put our dreams to paper, along with the help of our architects, to be able to help us put ink to paper and see and visualize what can be here on our property. And the other endeavor, of course, our partnership with Eidsvold Lutheran Church in Summers and Lakeside. That was approved unanimously by both congregations to enter into this partnership together in faith, united in purpose, to be able to continue to be a source of God's grace here in this community for folks that would come into our buildings, but perhaps most especially for the ways in which God would be sending us out of our buildings and be able to serve and bless others in our community. Well, as the summer kicked off here in the Flathead Valley, we began to form a call committee so that along with that partnership, we could call a pastor to serve at Eidsvold, probably about three quarters time at Eidsvold and one quarter time here at Bethlehem, but in both places, extending the opportunity to serve in the community. Three folks from Bethlehem and four from Eidsvold were eventually chosen to be on that call committee, and that work continues as we continue to see God moving and working in among us. And Bethlehem welcomed new members. We welcomed folks into the opportunity to join us in this way of service for God. July took us to Flathead Bible Camp, that place here very close that has become so dear to so many of us and so many of the people who have passed through this part of the world. Flathead Bible Camp celebrated 80 years, and we had the opportunity to bring some of those summer staff here so that together with Northridge Lutheran, we were able to welcome children and participate in a week of day camp or vacation Bible school, as some people remember it. That partnership with the Bible Camp has been something that continues to offer us the opportunity to enrich our faith. And as August dragged on, we enjoyed the outdoors. We had church in the park all together. And we went out to another kind of park, a baseball park, and shared a baseball game with our friends and our neighbors. And we had to say farewell to Marshall, our music director for almost 5 years. God moves in us to provide new opportunities, but God also moves in us to find ways that each of us is called into new ways of service. And Marshall was called to continue his work as a professor at the University of Arkansas. And so we bid him farewell, and we knew that God would continue to take care of us. September sees a back-to-school mentality in our community, and it was back-to-school and back-to-Sunday school for us. Again, the children wanting to go to their own space and hear in their own ways the story of Jesus and the story of our faith. Again, growing in faith and planting those stories into ourselves and our young people. Rally Day welcomed kids and families back to the routine of that faith development and ongoing relationship with Jesus. And we got to welcome a new person in our midst again. Claudius came to us in September to lead us in music, even as we consider how God is continuing to call us to further the mission of Bethlehem Lutheran Church through music. The year goes on, and into October, we celebrated church together. That partnership with Eidsvold came to an opportunity for us to be one with another. Those two congregations, not here in this space, but in their space, so that they might welcome us in, and we might be for them that congregation of faithful servants, partnering with them to continue the work that they and we are doing together. We had a joint service held at Eidsvold, praise and celebration, plus an auction to benefit the Flathead Bible Camp. It was a fun day, and many of you are still talking about that and remembering that day with fondness. But that brings us to November, when we remembered the saints once again, those who had passed on in our time of this past year, passed on but only into the arms of God's grace, with a trust to gather us together as well in those last days. We focused on campus ministry by participating in the Brawl of the Wild a little bit to be able to share a little bit of who we are with some of our students that are learning and growing in knowledge and in faith at our campus ministries here in Montana. And we ended the year, it seems, with the music of the harp resonating in our hearts, allowing us also a window into the difficult journeys of refugees and immigrants, Afghan and also Syrian and Ukrainian and Venezuelan here in our community and others, as God continues to enrich us with the lives of so many. And so we return again to where God has brought us, this moment in time, in this place in the world that God loves so much. It's no accident that we are here, or that we have seen and done these things over this past year. God uses the talents and gifts that we have received to bless the world, to care for those in need, to activate justice and peace through our work. And all the way we are blessed to know that God holds us in arms of love today, this new year to come, and for all of eternity. And so, as the old story reminds us, God bless us everywhere.